now to Trash and Treasure. Today, Melbourne critic Rose Capp on the 1990 thriller Internal Affairs, starring Richard Gere as a crooked cop under investigation. Directed by Mike Figgis, this also stars Andy Garcia as the young Internal Affairs investigator on his first mission. He's Rose with Jason DeRosso.
I was interested to see your email to me when you suggested this film, saying that you were a Richard Gere tragic. Now, I did not suspect that of you, someone who has occupied such lofty heights of academia. Richard Gere tragic.
Well, I know. Look, it's probably something that a hardened film critic shouldn't really admit to on national radio, I suspect. Out and proud, Jason.
Why not? Nothing wrong with a good,
Gere tragic.
Nothing wrong with a good smouldering male lead, and he certainly knew how to still knows how to smoulder, Richard Gere.
Oh, well, he does, but I think that's why I'm so interested in this film, actually, because, you know, we're used to seeing him in those classic sort of leading man, romantic or dramatic roles, but I think Internal Affairs is fascinating because, really, it's the only film in his entire career where he plays an unremittingly evil character.
Well, I think that the film subverts that smouldering sort of screen persona really well because it still plays with that. I mean, he is
indeed
this Lothario. He never raises his voice. He's very charismatic to men and women.
Mm.
And he has part of what makes him evil in this film, or what makes his character evil, is the fact that he has this voracious sexual appetite.
Yeah, and indeed, I think you're absolutely right that it's not just about his relationships with women, of whom he has, you know, three former wives and a current wife and a whole bunch of kids, but it's actually even more pronounced, I think, the sexual tension in the film when he engages with his male counterparts. And there's some pretty explicit homoerotic stuff going on there, which I find just fascinating, and he plays along with it so well, and I think the director, Mike Figgis, really makes the most of those exchanges too. So, I mean, I think the scene where he is consoling his junior partner, played by William Baldwin, fairly early into the film, and it almost looks like a clinch, a romantic clinch. You almost think he's going to kiss him.
Get yourself together. You hear me? You get yourself together. You're on your own.
You know, I was watching this thinking it reminds me a lot of the films of Mike Mann, for example, but there isn't quite the directorial panache in terms of the movement of camera and so forth. And yet, I find that it's just as, if not more, powerful as a character study.
I'd agree, actually, and I think that's deliberate in that it is much more of a drama, even though it's in the thriller genre, but there is that focus on character. The thing that stood out for me in terms of the overall style, I think, is actually the use of music more than anything else, because I think it's really effective. And
it's a very lush soundtrack, isn't it? The music seems to be riding quite high in the mix. You're often, and especially when Richard Gere speaks, it's almost like it's not the words he's saying. It's the fact that when he delivers his lines, it's kind of accompanied by this velvety, lush, you know,
and in
sound.
A sense, yeah, in the way that melodrama operates too, in terms of it's much more about tone and gesture and facial expression and the musical cues.
Mm.
But I think it's a very effective score, and it's quite insistent too. I mean, in terms of the action scenes and so on, and Figgis really cranks it up, and I think that works really well.
Police officer!
Interesting physical casting that's gone on in this film too, because I think it's quite calculated. If you look at Garcia and Gere, they're not dissimilar in terms of their stature and their physical size, but they're quite different. So Garcia's got that smouldering Latino thing going on, which is referred to quite frequently in the film, actually. That's made quite a lot of. And
well, there's a lot made of the race relations, actually, isn't there? Between the WASP and the kind of Latino figures. Yeah.
Indeed. The bulk of the film is a face-off between those two characters. And you have to say also that really Andy Garcia's character does not come off well in the film either. I mean, he's actually, as the film progresses, he's a less and less attractive character because he loses his cool and Gere's character gets under his skin.
Well, yes, and Garcia initially is very much the kind of idealistic young cop, and then but he is successfully dragged down to the same level of the villain by the villain.
Yeah. And in fact, a character reiterates that very specifically at one point. If you remember, one of Gear's colleagues, who's implicated by Gear in a crime, and he says,
"That's just what he would do.
You're just like him. That's just what Dennis would have said." And so the script there is making it very clear that you know,
just like
there's a lot of similarities and parallels between those two characters, and you know, the good cop and the bad cop, there aren't necessarily clear demarcations.
It's a bit like that conversation in Heat between De Niro and Pacino's character. You know,
yes,
two sides of the same coin. You know.
Yeah, indeed, and I think that's often one of the pleasures of these sorts of thrillers, really, is that they're playing with those kind of distinctions, or lack thereof, of villain and good guy.
Rose Capp. Internal Affairs, for you other Richard Gere tragics, is available on DVD.